Hey, everybody, I'm Jeff Rieger from 97.1 The Ticket, and super excited to be joined by Jay Croucher, who is the director of sports analytics and head of trading at PointsBet. I use PointsBet all the time. And one thing on your site, before we get into baseball season and everything else, I love the fact that you guys have daily parlay boost. You have to be the only site, the only app in town that every day, different parlay, you get better odds than anybody else.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one thing that we're really pushing is the parlay boost, the product. Parlays is such a popular betting option, and we want to make sure that PointsBet is the place where people are placing those bets. So it's good to hear that you like it, Jeff.
You know everything about every sport, and it's baseball season. And over at PointsBet, you guys are doing a wonderful promotion for the Tigers. They're going to take on the Cleveland Indians. It's opening day. Kind of talk about the promotion that you guys have going on for Tiger baseball, and we'll get into how you make the lines and what you think of this Tiger team, but you guys are truly doing something very special for the first game.
Yeah, so for the opening game, what we're doing is we're offering a Tigers run line of plus 84 runs at even money with a max bet of $20. So what that means is that if the Tigers get within 84 runs of Cleveland on opening day, then you double your money. And look, the Tigers, they might not be a contender this year, and they're going up against Shane Bieber on opening day, but I'd still back them in to get within 84 runs of the Indians. So it should be a bit of value for bettors in Michigan.
Yeah, I would say so. If they lose by 85, I don't think anybody can complain. You don't deserve to win the money. But it's legitimately free money, which is a totally cool promotion. But you mentioned the Tigers, and you said you don't know how good they might be. What is your projection for the Tigers? I mean, it's a very difficult division. They're still early in a rebuild. There's prospects that people are looking forward to. But I think we all kind of know that this Tiger team probably would be lucky to hover around 500.
Yeah, so they are playing in a tough division. And, you know, they're still on that rebuilding path since the days of Verlander and Scherzer. They're still kind of, they've got a lot of prospects now, but they're probably a year or two away from really contending. Like in the division, odds-wise, at the moment, they're 50-1 to win the Central, where, you know, the White Sox are looking like a potential juggernaut. The Twins are still really strong. Cleveland will probably drop off a bit, but they're still a good team. And the Royals are on the rise too. So I think it might be tough going for the Tigers this year. But at the same time, like their regular season win total, that market is set at 67.5. And we have seen money come in on the over. So sharps do like the Tigers to beat projections a little bit. So I think that low 70s might be where the Tigers end up. And then that'll be, I guess, a springboard for the next year and the year after, where they can really look to make a strong push back to the playoffs.
AJ, you have a lot in determining what a line's going to be. Like, can you take us into how you come up with about 67 wins for the Tigers? Because you say 67, I immediately think over. And I know what this team's been the last couple of years, but 67 wins in baseball, you're given 40 and you're automatically losing 40. So to win 27 more games, I kind of feel that's really doable.
Yeah, I think that with the Tigers, like one thing that we have to price in is that, you know, if we don't think that they're a playoff team, then, you know, the players that they have right now going into the season, they might not have that same roster in the back end. And there are some veterans who they might look to get some value for at the trade deadline. So, yeah, I think the Tigers are a really solid team. It's just the difficulty is that the American League is stacked and it's really hard to siphon off wins from elsewhere. But I agree, on true talent, I think the Tigers are a better team than 67 wins, particularly with how they're coming in. And, you know, they've got a lot of young prospects who could have some upside as soon as this year. But yeah, I don't think they'll break 500 this year, but who knows, they could surprise. Like for stretches last season, they were looking really good. But we'll have to see how it goes.
Jay, I think a lot of people are wondering about Miguel Cabrera. This is a guy that's on the precipice of 500 homers, also 3,000 hits. He could do both this season. If you were to establish an over-under on homers for a guy like Miggy, who used to have no problem hitting 30, 35, but now obviously he struggles, the power has left him, what do you think that would be at?
Yeah, so Miggy, I think the days of him hitting, he hit 44 back in one of his MVP seasons, right. I think. Those days are probably gone and the power has been sapped a bit. I think where he can look to really build on on the past disappointing year or two, where his average dipped a bit as well. That's probably the space where just becoming more of a contact hitter and getting that average closer to 300. I think in terms of home runs, like that line is, it's probably going to be more like 15 to 20 homers this year. I'd say that's the expectation. And, you know, if he's a 15 to 20 home run player and he's batting close to 300, that's a valuable player. I think that that's probably the hope with Miggy, that he can get back to that kind of range.
What are the most popular ways to bet on the Tigers at PointsBet?
Sure. So the most popular ways to bet on the Tigers, it's always going to be the money line, the total, and the run line. Those three core markets, they take up the majority of handle, and that's what people really like to bet on. And this is a great thing too about baseball, is that, you know, even if the Tigers, if they're not in contention, game to game, they are in contention for every single game. Like with baseball, it's not like the NFL where, you know, you've got the Jets against the Chiefs at Arrowhead and Sam Darnold's going against an 18-point dog. Like that doesn't happen in baseball. Every game, there's a lot of randomness. And look, you can see that in the opening day game where the Tigers, you know, their odds suggest that they're a 40% chance to beat Shane Bieber, who might be the best pitcher in baseball. And, you know, 4 out of 10, that's pretty high for a team that's an underdog. So those are the most popular ways to bet on the Tigers and just in baseball in general, as those core markets. But seeing a lot more activity now too on player props. So you can bet on, you know, you can bet on Miguel Cabrera to get a hit or hit a home run, or any player to steal a base or record an RBI. And then you can bet on them to get multiple hits. If you think that, you know, Nomar Mazara, if he's going to get two or more hits in his opening day debut, you can bet on that at plus 230. All these kind of markets. Player props are a really big growing space.
I know at PointsBet you do the name your bets, and it's such a cool thing. If you can think of a bet over at PointsBet, there's a great chance that you guys do it. Do you do something to the extent of over-under on how long a starting pitcher is going to remain in the game? For instance, Matthew Boyd is going to get the start on opening day. If you look at a guy like Boyd, you like to think that 5 innings would be a no-brainer. Like, would you do an over-under on a pitcher or a starting pitcher remaining in a game?
Absolutely. All that stuff we can do and we can price up. If you want to bet on his innings, how many pitches he throws, how many strikeouts he's going to get, how many runs he'll give up, all of that stuff. You can just submit a request through the app, through the name of bet function, and we can look to get them priced up very quickly.
So if I come to you and say, Nico Goodrum's going to have 3 hits today, how do you establish those odds?
Yeah, so basically we're just looking at the odds of him to get 1 hit, and then a lot of math goes into it. And we're running through simulations of, what is the likelihood he then gets 2 and 3, and, you know, what's his past history, what's the likelihood of how many at-bats he's going to see in the game. And then we take all of that, and then we get a price out of it. And this is the great thing about baseball and baseball betting, is that there's so many numbers out there. It's such a numbers-driven sport, and that allows us to use those numbers and create really cool markets. Like if you want to bet on Miguel Cabrera to hit a triple in his first at-bat, which is probably pretty unlikely, but we can price that up for you because there's that data that's out there that we can generate a price.
What do you think that would be? That'd be like a plus 4,000? Would it even be that low? Would it be plus 7,000?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much Miggy's got left in the legs to leg out one to third base. So, yeah, you'd be looking at north of plus 2,000, I think.
Is there a Tiger on this team that really stands out to you? Maybe one of the younger guys that you say to yourself, all right, this guy is ready to maybe pop. Like, people here in Detroit are in love with Casey Mize. Tarik Skubal is another one. Both are going to be starting pitchers in this rotation. Is there another guy or maybe one of those guys that really gets you excited for this season?
Yeah, I think the other one is maybe Matt Manning, but I think that Casey Mize, he is the one where, you know, he's 14 to 1 to win Rookie of the Year. So he's like 8th or 9th in the running. And, you know, just with the amount of potential that he has, it's great to see him get a spot in the rotation out of the gate. He had a decent last start in spring as well. So, you know, he's got all the talent in the world. And, you know, if the Tigers are to surprise this year and if they do kind of get closer to 500 than some of the projections think, I think Casey Mize would be a really big part of that. So he's probably the one.
Make sure to bet on PointsBet. Opening day, Tigers are getting 84 runs. So if they lose by 85, you lose. But it's essentially free money considering The largest margin of victory ever was 27 runs, if I'm not mistaken. Anything else you want to tell the people about PointsBet or your role at PointsBet?
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. I think one other thing that I'll just call out is that we do have another promotion that is on opening day and will also run through at least the first week or two of the season, which is home run insurance. So on this, for every Tigers game, you can bet on any Tigers player to hit a home run in that game. And if they don't hit a home run, but the Tigers win, then you'll get your stake back up to $25. So it's a bit of insurance. So you can bet on Miguel Cabrera at plus 450 to hit a home run. And if he doesn't, but the Tigers win tomorrow, then you'll get your Cabrera bet refunded up to $25.
Can you, by the way, bet on Miguel Cabrera hit a home run in the first inning? I got to believe those odds would be through the roof.
Yeah, so that's a big one, sir. But that would be a name of bet type of thing where, yeah, if you want to bet on Cabrera to hit a home run in the first inning or Jaime Candelario or whoever, you can submit that through name of bet and we can get that priced up. And that can be yet another interest for bettors.
Not to steal up all your time, but one last one for you while I have you here. What's the wackiest name of bet somebody's actually named and won? Does one stick to your mind or pop out?
Not a wacky one that's won. Most of the wacky ones, they come around the Super Bowl with all the novelty props and, you know, Andy Reid to wear a certain color hat or jacket. Those are the wackiest ones. Nothing comes to mind that's actually won and paid off. But, yeah, there are so many options. Like, you can just come up with anything. Anything that you want to bet on, you know, you just submit it through the app and we'll try and get it priced up for you. And then maybe you can be the person who's the answer to that question.
AJ, thank you so much for joining us. Looking so forward to baseball in opening day. Make sure to go to PointsBet. And essentially, they're giving away free money. Tigers plus 84 runs for opening day against the Cleveland Indians. Jay, thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeff.